We don't like to wait. Waiting annoys us because it changes our plans that we have for ourselves. It might even disturb the image that we have of ourselves. And this in turn fills us with anxiety, doubt, and even despair. We think that we have it all figured out. It's all planned out before us, but then something gets in the way. Things change. And we doubt that it'll ever happen. Our plan will ever come to fruition. Our happiness will ever be grasped. The first reading reflects upon the experience of the Israelites. With great confidence, they journey out of Egypt because they had the promise of freedom. And yet, in today's first reading, they find themselves in the desert, thirsty and struggling to survive. What started out as a perfect plan, a plan to leave for freedom, is now filled with anxiety because they have no water, and doubt that God was ever with them in the first place, and then the terrorizing fear that all might be lost. In the gospel, we also have several moments of waiting. Christ is waiting for the woman by the well, and the woman approaches to draw water, but she too is waiting. Give me this water so that I may not be thirsty, or to have to keep coming here to draw water. You see, the thirst that she has is thirst for something more than what her life has been given to her. There's something dissatisfying about the status quo. There's something that's dissatisfying about what she's been accustomed to. And at this point, reality enters, and two questions are asked. Who she is, and who she is speaking to. The Samaritan woman begins her dialogue with Jesus by answering his questions with half-truths. I do not have a husband. Jesus answered her, you are right in saying, I do not have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. She is confronted by Christ with the reality of her life and her situation. Christ doesn't see just half-truths, he sees the totality. How often in our own life do we reflect upon ourselves and only give to ourselves only half-truths, truths that confirm our image that we have of ourselves? It's precisely because of this that the season of Lent offers to us this opportunity to ask the question, and especially to ask the question in preparation for the sacrament of confession, to confront ourselves as we truly are. I am a good person. Yes, that is true. But I've also done sinful things that has separated me from the love of God and the love of my neighbor. It's here that we must begin, here with the reality and the totality of our life, because if we do not begin here, then we can't ask the deeper questions, the questions that the Samaritan woman draws us to. Her second question is, where do we pray? But again, this is just the surface level of the question. What she's really asking is, who do we pray to? One cannot worship in spirit and truth if one does not understand. And Jesus responds to her, you people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand. But the hour is coming, and it is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Salvation comes to us through understanding. And throughout the dialogue, Jesus is trying to explain to her, this is who I am. I am the Messiah whom you have been waiting for. Jesus has to flat out say, I am he. Here I am. You know, it's wonderful after Mass or before Mass in the narthex to see parents, fathers, or mothers bring their children to dip their hand in the holy water and trace the sign of the cross on themselves. You know, when we teach children, we don't begin with the Our Father or the Hail Mary. We begin with the sign of the cross. We begin with who it is that they're speaking to. And it's precisely this question which draws us here today. The third season of Lent, we have the option of doing Year A's readings, even though we're in Year C. It's for the catechumens, those preparing for the Easter sacraments. Because the life of the Samaritan woman imitates their own life, indeed, they are asking these two questions, who am I and who should I worship? And it's because of those questions that they ask themselves which brings them here today. But like the Samaritan woman, in discovering who they are and who they should worship in spirit and truth. She goes out to her community and brings them to Christ, just as we are gathered here with them. They bring us to Christ again to re-examine once more those questions, those fundamental questions of life. Who am I and who should I worship? Just as we who understand these things go out into the community to proclaim Christ, just as a Samaritan woman. We have found the Messiah. He is the one who tells us everything that I have done. Could he be the answer and the solution to life? Today, even though we wait for the coming of the Lord, his passion, death, and resurrection, it gives to us a beautiful time to reflect upon these things, to draw us deeper and deeper into the reality of Christ's love and his mercy, who continues to wait for us as he waited for the Samaritan woman. Let us pray that with courage and strength and fervor of heart, we respond to him.